We open on a man 48 years old, stretched out on a king-sized bed in a room in Washington, D.C. The room is large, the man quite handsome, but he is alone. Except for an orange cat, no one else shares his big house. He sleeps restlessly, occasionally pounds his pillow in frustration, and then drifts back into fitful dreams. For more than 2 years, at work and at the gym, he has been reasonably successful at exhausting himself so he can get through the night. Something has changed, though, and work and hard exercise are no longer enough. If confronted, he might admit that he has been burying himself prematurely. Perhaps all he was really doing was allowing himself time to grieve, to heal. Now he feels a tug back toward the surface. He's starting to think that it's time, at last. Time to see what the next phase of his life can hold for him. Time to discover if he can still feel the passion that has been missing for so long. Maybe time to let someone in, past the walls he has erected.